Feeling really fly to right now.
It's time for you to earn your stripes, Johnny.
Take the money and run.
That was so hard. You can't die. You cheater. You can't die.
This is a wild game of survival. This is a wild game of survival.
We are live, coming here with a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I'm your host, Trevor, and tonight we are joined by no one. I am the Lone Ranger tonight. Don't know where Alex is, don't know where Andy's is. You know, they could be on a beach, maybe somewhere near some water, near something clear, but you know, it is what it is. I'm riding solo tonight. I'm the only one. The chat's going to be popping tonight. Great vibes tonight. Here we are. Episode 11 recap show, and kind of an interesting episode tonight. You know, we have one of the greatest of all time to come back. The elimination, I feel like I could talk about for like an hour because it's everything wrong with the challenge today. But before we get there, we got Mikey the Doctor, we got Ryan McCord, we got the OG. So boys, we need some help. I need some help. Carry me through this tonight. They're in the Redemption House. They're slacking. What else is new? So let's just dive right into this episode. I don't know how long I'm actually going to be recording for. But Adam Mito's is MIA too. You know, this was his one and done episode of the year. So it's just me. Just me tonight. And let's start at the beginning of tonight's episode. No streak. And you know, we've been hinting at this fake streak of the fake streaks, but in reality, this was a true opportunity for the streak. And James was actually the first person back into the house, not Kylan, my man, which is kind of depressing, which in Ryan McCord, Mike the Doctor, please write in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong. Was this the first ever time tonight where it was a dot, 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 where it's continuing on from the elimination last night or the previous elimination where they go back to the house first and then back to the daily? Like normally I feel like it's just kind of like the elimination happens and then they just get changed real quick and go straight to the daily. There's not that in between, hey, let me eat or whatever period, which kind of surprised me a little bit. I don't know if that's ever happened in challenge history, but correct me if I'm wrong, challenge historians, you guys know better than I do. With that. So like I said, we go back to the house first. Nothing really happens there. Everybody's just speculating. I love how they're just munching their faces with food, a little foreshadowing of what's to come for them. And yeah, we go right into the daily out of the box. And this daily was in four teams of four. And essentially you run, you pick up these giant boxes by answering a trivia question. And these trivia questions were like, who has more Instagram followers? You know, Kendall Jenner or Kylie Jenner or Cristiano Ronaldo. A pretty basic trivia question. I think one was like, who has more rings, bananas, or CT? And if you get it right, it's less weight, more weight for the wrong answer. So they go back to the house or go back to the beginning. And then once they get all three of the daily challenges or the boxes back to the house, back to the, God, I can't even speak tonight, back to the spot area. I don't even know if they have a name for that, but back to the area. Then there's an eating portion of this challenge, which I don't understand what the point of bringing the boxes to the eating portion. We could have just had a separate eating portion tonight. And it would have been fine, but you know, BME just trying to be fancy with all their crap and didn't work out. But chat, what was your opinion tonight of the trivia? Because honestly, if this was in place of a normal trivia for this entire season, this would be terrible. Like normally, you know, we have the trivia questions. It's one person at a time. You know, you're answering them. It just sucks. Like, it was so quick, and it wasn't like it. I felt like the questions weren't dumb enough for these contestants. Like, you know, Instagram followers, it's a toss up. Rings, you either know it or you don't. I'm trying to think of what were the other ones that kind of showed up tonight. But it, to me, it was stupid. Like, give me the bananas Dutch. Give me, you know, everything. Mikey Doctor writes, might as well have made them true or false and they only gave them two options. Exactly. You might as well. I mean, just, I don't know what BME is thinking with this. Just kind of stupid, but you know, what do we know? We're just people watching the show, and we have no insight or anything. So like we said, they bring back the boxes. And then there's this eating portion. And this eating portion, I believe it was like, what, it was like a pig's ear. It was a sour drink. It was brain soup. And I forget what the fourth one was. Which, eating challenges in the challenge, I feel like are the easiest challenges to do. Anytime you drink something, or anytime you have like a soup, I guess, if that considers drinking still, just put it in your mouth and spit it right out. It's so easy. It just doesn't make sense to me. Like, these challengers, like, stuff their faces with whatever food, with whatever item. And, you know, all you got to do is puke it up real quick. Like, they're not like, oh, you got to, like, re-drink your puke or anything. So, like, it could take you, like, 2 minutes to knock this out. I will say, though, Colleen looked like a tank drinking that whatever the one in the mug was. That was one of the most disgusting things. It was like layered on top, which it's nasty, don't get me wrong, but god damn, that was gross. So that was the team. Colleen, James, Mariah, and Corey were the ones who picked up the dub in that, which I think Ed had a very smirky moment where he was just sitting alone at the table and everybody else was puking or throwing up to some sort. And I forget who was talking, but they were kind of just like, God, he just looks like he's at like a family picnic eating, which was a kind of a smirky moment from that eating portion. But overall, I mean, you know, Ryan McCord hits the nail right on the head. I think we really took for granted watching Tony Raines in eating the challenge. And, you know, I've been saying this for weeks. I've been saying it for months. I've been saying it for years. I've been saying it for seasons. Can we please get Tony Raines back on the challenge? Like, these are the challenges that, like, that made Tony Raines. Like, the mayo, oh my Lord, that was some of the nastiest things ever. God. Mikey Doctor, if you had the option, Trev, which spot you picking? Between the four, I would either definitely do either the drink or the soup, 100%. I think the soup would be my choice, though. I think the ear's so hard. I think Corey was the one who took that one out from the winning team, and he just said it was like so rubbery. And it's like, you know, any of these food challenges, it's so mental. But that's so gross just even thinking about it. But yeah, I would probably go for the soup, just because it's probably the easiest to get down and to actually throw up as well. So like I said, Colleen, James, Mariah, and Corey win. So they have to vote in somebody, and they vote in Raven, which Raven was kind of a surprise to me. I thought Berna was a lock, just because, like, I don't know anybody who likes Berna. Emmanuel, maybe, but even he goes Mas o Menos with her all the time. So not too sure why they didn't go Berna, but Mikey the Doctor, you can't drink the drink. I mean, like I said, I think those would be the top two options. I don't think I would, what's it called? I think I would rather do, I feel like there's less soup than the drink, but who knows? But yeah, Raven gets thrown in, and Raven's kind of like throwing, she's pissed, she's yelling at everybody, and she's like, Zara, she's like, you're next on the chopping block, you're gonna be voted in anyway, blah blah blah. And it was kind of like a, I don't know if you guys like this when this happens or not, but I just feel like it happens so much for no reason. Like, who else are they going to vote for? Like, it was either you or Berna. Like, it's just these people. And this kind of sums up, without jumping too far ahead, of just my thoughts on tonight's episode, which was just in general, like, these challengers feel so entitled to anything. I know we've said this before, maybe, I don't know this much this season, but maybe last season, but like, these people have done fucking nothing, nothing. And when they were like criticizing like Laurel tonight, and we'll get into it, but like, oh, dude, that pissed me off tonight. And we'll get into it. I don't want to jump too far ahead yet. I can spend 5 minutes on that. But like I said, Raven gets thrown in and they go back to the house. And, you know, Raven's still upset. Why did you stick up for me? Blah, 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 all this stuff. You know, same old thing. The conflict resolves. They're just blows over. Not a big deal. So then we go to this ABC party. In this, what was it? Anything But Clothes is ABC, which that might be the reason why Andy's not on tonight. He might have just completely, like, ran out of shorts from tonight's episode just from the scene. So I don't know why he's not on. Alex might be in Bikini Bottom still. I don't know. But the ABC party, I mean, this was one of the better, if not the best party this season. I know we haven't had that many clubs. We haven't had, like, that party. But, like, it seemed like a very fun atmosphere. And I'm almost thinking, like, and I don't know about you guys in the chat want to talk about it. But, like, if this happened in, like, 2014 during Fresh Meat 2 or even before that in the ruins, like, I don't even know if it could be shown on television. Like, you might have to, like, buy it on pay-per-view or something. Like, those outfits were out of control. And I'm just, like, watching the episode. I'm just like, how can somebody just wear that and just be, like, completely fine? But yeah, it was Mariah, Zaza, and James, when they all three of those were walking in, like, basically like Adam and Eve-esque. It was just, oh my Lord, it was just absolutely insane. Ryan McCord writes, Banana somehow makes a costume out of a banana peel for this party. He might have been. He's just a legend. And I kind of going back to Bananas, I see his name brought up in the chat. The fact that he was one of the trivia questions again. I need somebody in the stat department. Out of 11 episodes right now, how many times has his name been said? Like, has it been said, like, episode 1, episode 2, episode 3? I guarantee it's 8 out of 11 episodes, which is, like, insane to think about. Like, I think his name might have been – has been mentioned more than contestants on this show, which is just a slap in the face to this new crop of contestants. But it is what it is. So yeah, moving on, with this party, we finally get the first Horacio and, Nerisse kiss, which was great to see. I actually love this couple. I don't know, chat, if you guys enjoy them, if you don't, they just seem like a very, like, I almost want to say, like, and this might be a lot, I think this might be, like, and I hate to say it because Horacio has kind of let me down, and I'll kind of chime in with that. But I feel like this is kind of the couple that I want to see run the show for the future. Like, I want to see Horacio. I want to see Nerisse. This is like the Jordan and Tori a few seasons ago. Like, how can we get these guys back on the show multiple seasons? Now, kind of what I hinted at earlier, Horacio this season has just been playing a scared game. Like, it has not been a fun season for him. Like, I feel like Andy, me, and I think Adam Mitos were so high on him this season. And he's just kind of let me down. Like, I like him a lot, but he just hasn't done anything. He's not, like, there's, like, the male cast this season has sucked. There is no top dog. I don't know who the top dog is. Like, it literally goes blank spot, TJ Lavin, whoever. Like, it is bad. God, it is, yeah, it's rough. I'm trying to catch up with the chat here. Ryan McCord has been on this season more than Kim. Yes, Kim or Colleen. God damn. Even though Colleen, let me tell you, Colleen, fair play to her drinking that drink tonight. That was disgusting. Mikey the Doctor, he runs the show and he's not even on it. Nerisse went from the fake Johnny to Jordan to Horacio in a span of a season and a half. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of wild to think about, but it is true. But as she said, she doesn't fall for people too quickly, I believe, was her line tonight. So kind of the last thing with the Nerisse and Horacio thing, kind of a smirky moment, was when Nerisse and Horacio, they were just making out, you know, getting ready for bed or whatever. And Berna just comes in and just was like, get the fuck out. Like, I'm trying to sleep here. It's like, how many other places in a house, like, do you need like a spot? Like, come on, like, just let them be. Like, this is how you put a target on your head. Like, I don't know. Unbelievable. So going into the voting now, what's her name? Zara Zazie votes herself in, which, I mean, let's be real. She was going to be voted in anyway. It was either her or Berna. It seemed like more votes were on her side than Berna, which I still don't understand. It does not make any sense to me, but she gets voted in. And then we go to the elimination. And the elimination, you have those two down there, and then you have the challenge champ walk out. And before the challenge champ comes out, There was hints that it was going to be Laurel. It was going to be Laurel. Michelle was like freaking out like two nights before the elimination. Oh my God, it's going to be Laurel. Oh my God, it's going to be a Laurel. Oh my God, it's going to be Laurel. And it's like, the challenge, please stop foreshadowing. It is just so embarrassing at this point. Like, I just can't watch this season anymore because there's just too much foreshadowing. Like, it's spoiled before it even happens. And this gets me to the point of the Twitter too. Whoever runs the challenge Twitter, and I know like Andy and Alex might be checked out, their MTV the challenge is even more checked out. They have tweets scheduled probably 5 weeks in advance. They're tweeting Laurel right now, showing up at like 9 o'clock when she hasn't even showed up on our screen for another 15 minutes. So they can blame STP for some of us not being checked in. They are not fucking checked in, or that intern deserves to be fired tonight. Like, hell, I could have tweeted on three different Twitter accounts better than they have done all season long. It's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. So getting back to Michelle literally just freaking out. And then Laurel comes out and they show the clip of her winning free agents and her, what is her record? I think she's is she like 8-3 all time, 8-2, something like that. So one of the goats out of eliminations, you know, she deserves everything. Like, she is definitely a top three female competitor of all time. No doubt about it. You know, I tweeted tonight, like, I still can't believe Laurel only has one ring. Like, to me, that is just, it just doesn't make sense. Like, she deserves at least 3 to 4, but you know, it's the challenge. Anything can happen. So Laurel comes out and, you know, T just talking to her, giving her a hug. And, you know, Laurel, I also love how, like, Laurel knows both of the people in for elimination, knows Zara and knows Raven. Like, I find that so, like, smirky. Like, there's no way Laurel knows who that is. Like, just comes in for the biggest hug ever. It's like, come on, like, give me a break. But then Tej is like, hey, you see anybody up there? And the fact that Laurel doesn't even say Michelle's name, and what was the name? Purple Jacket? Yeah, some Purple Jacket up there. Like, I mean, I'd be scared shitless. Like, that was awesome from Laurel. Fair play to her. But it wasn't meant to be. She pulls Raven's name, which is such a shame, because this could have been one of the best challenge moments of her pulling the spiky spike out or whatever and calling Michelle down, because Michelle would have freaked out during this challenge. So who knows? So moving on, we have Raven versus Laurel in the elimination. So in this elimination, we basically have this rope where it was color coordinated, you know, purple, white, red, orange, whatever colors, and you're pulling as fast as you can. And once you get it all the way through, you're kind of working in reverse. So you're grabbing the spokes. Well, once it ends, you get like a key or a box or something. You grab the box, grab the key, sprint over to the box, you unlock it, and then there's color spokes in them. So then you're kind of going back and forth of, hey, what was the last color I used? Let me put it at the top. Let me put it on top. Next, next, you know, so on and so forth. So, you know, it really becomes an elimination where if you screw up once, like, you're kind of screwed. Like, I feel like the tactic for this would be kind of to go backwards. I wonder if you could pull it back through. You know, they kind of just left it and then they were kind of like looking through it. Like, if you could put it back, it would be 10 times better. But, you know, both of them messed up the first time, which I can see happens. I mean, I'm colorblind. I would fail at this. Unless I was a challenge competitor, because I guess now, like, we just give them another free reign over a champ, which, you know, Alex and I and Andy have said multiple times, like, we cannot have challenge competitors that are not in the elimination help out. Like, and that's why I like Fresh Meat, where they would be off on their own island. You would have no idea what happens. And, you know, the elimination would happen. Whoever comes back, comes back. The problem is the fact that we had challenge competitors literally solve the puzzle for Raven tonight was an absolute joke. And then the fact that the amount of confessionals that we saw tonight of, oh, I'm so embarrassed for Laurel, blah, blah, blah. Laurel was supposed to be a challenge champ. How did she lose to Raven? It was 20-1. Like, what do you expect? Like, it's just so frustrating where these people haven't won a fucking thing. Like, ASAP tonight was like, has ASAP even won an elimination? Can someone please pull that up? There's no way. Laurel is arguably one of the best people in an elimination of all time. And ASAP was like, oh, I thought she was supposed to be good. Like, shut the fuck up. I want Brad or CT to go against him next and beat the shit out of ASAP. Fuck that dude. Moving on to that. But, like, Michelle was, like, talking all the shit, like, afterwards. It's like, give me a fucking break. And I already see in the chat, and, you know, I was going to bring this up after, and I think we kind of hinted on it, me and Alex, the last pod. But I think, you know, after the challenge champs went 4-1, right? 4-1, they were kind of like, okay, we kind of have to, like, tweak these things just because, like, let's be real. The challenge champs would run wild if it was a fair elimination, if it was these headbangers. And, you know, to Mikey Doctor's point, like, if we're bringing in Laurel, we need to bring in Laurel's, like, it should be Laurel and her specialty. It should be Hall Brawl. It should be, like, if it's we're bringing in Darrell, it should be, like, the balls in one. If it's CT, it should be, you know, hell, it could be anything. A T-bone would be fucking nuts with him. But that's the point. Like, if you're trying to get these challenge champs at their best, how about you give them their elimination? Like, if you want to beat the, like, let's be real. Like, Laurel's a very, very good competitor, but she's not, like, a puzzle whiz by any means. Like, she's more of the physical, you know, beast. Like, Hall Brawls, check. You know, T-Bone, check. Any of those, like, you know, she dominates. You know, once it becomes more of, like, what was the one she lost to Ninja where she was climbing in the sticks? I mean, like, another pole thing that she got fucked on. Like, you know, it is what it is. It's just annoying. You know, it's something the challenge should do a better job of, but, you know, we let these clowns just dick around and act like they're the best, which is fine. You know, boost their confidence. You know, it's the easy time. What did Mikey Director write? They did that though with the early champs, Jordan. Yeah. But why are we stopping now, Mikey? Like, I understand that it was their specialties, but let's just keep it going. Like, it's just, I mean, think about this. We literally just sat through another episode of getting no progress at all. I mean, we, in the past 2 weeks, we've had 2 episodes, 3 hours in total, where we could have been doing other things, could have been on a beach, somewhere clear, with lots of water, but, you know, instead, we got zero. We didn't get anywhere, so it is what it is. And yeah, I mean, that was basically tonight's episode, which, you know, it's so frustrating because the end of that episode where those challenge competitors were talking about, oh, how dare they, like, Laurel look soft, like, basically it was like, you know, making fun of Laurel. Like, you can't make fun of, you're not even a fucking champ. Like, Laurel's been on how many seasons? She made 4 finals. Like, there's only, like, 3 people on the season that's even made a final. Like, oh my God, it's just so frustrating watching. Dabu, welcome to chat. They gave Jordan endurance, and that's his strength. Well, there, I mean, yeah, but what I think we should just, like, what was tonight's strength for Laurel? Like, let's be real. She's more the physical competitor. What was that, or what was Durrell's strength in that last one? Like, there was definitely nothing. So, it is what it is. All right. Trying to think of segments tonight. Or should I just lay it open to the chat? Chat, if you want to fire away some questions for the next, like, 2 to 3 minutes, I'll kind of rapid fire and answer some of these questions. But, yeah, like I said tonight, like, just kind of a, like, I don't know. Like, it pissed me off the end of tonight's episode. It really did. Like, these people, I don't want to say it's making a mockery of the show, but it kind of is. Like, the fact that they're like, oh, Darrell, so easy to beat. Laurel, so easy to beat. Like, it just bothers me. Like, it's just not the same show as it used to be. And the fact that we're not giving these people or the credit they deserve. And yeah, it is what it is. Ryan McCord, who is Duffy? You always shout out at the close. So it was funny when I started this podcast. I always, one of my good friends in college, his name's Duffy. I would always just say it as a joke, and it kind of just naturally stayed with me the entire show. So I kind of just always say it. Still talk to him every so often, not as much as, you know, when I was in college, but it's just something that's kind of, you know, became a part of the show, which it is what it is. Mikey the Doctor, with three champs remaining after that, what do they do? It's going to be boring. I mean, at least, Mikey, at least we get eliminations. Like, the fact that we are in, like, no man's land and we are not moving the pole is what's scaring me. So, yes, it's going to be boring, but, like, at the same time, like, thank God we're going to get people eliminated. But it is what it is. Dabu writes, watch him fuck up Kara with return some BS elimination. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, we hype up these people like Cara Maria, like, give her something she's good at. Like, don't give her, you know, something. And I don't even, Cara's pretty well-rounded in a lot of things. Maybe more in, like, running one. But still, like, she's pretty well-rounded in everything. You know, something I want to talk to you guys about too is, like, how come Laurel tonight didn't pull all the spikes out? Like, how badass would have that been if she would have, what's it called, just went out there, very Jordan-esque, just pull all of them and teach you, and it just been like, oh, what the fuck do I do now? That would have been pretty good. So, just a thought there. I'm guessing CT gets not so fast. Brad balls in. Could be. I think CT, you got to give CT a haul, bro. I think you have to. Ryan McCord, maybe we all just stop watching this fucking season, just finish out the episodes with Mount Rushmore and Legends Tour. Mikey the Doctor, Mount Rushmore of Ed from the Circle. I mean, so the Mount, do you guys like the, what's it called? Do you like the Mount Rushmores and the Legends Tours? I feel like we need to do more of those segments. We really like those pods. It's very like, kind of like refreshing, especially when you do somebody like, I forget who we did. I think it was Laurel, the one we did last. And just to go through their entire resume, you know, I would like to start doing more like, you know, if we started, you know, maybe doing two an episode where, you know, for 30 minutes we talk about Landon, and then we talk about somebody else for another 30 minutes. So kind of like a half and half episode. I feel like, you know, the Bananas, the CTs, the Jordans, we all have done those, but like, you know, I just feel like we could talk like 5 hours on those. You know, the Landons are the ones that are really tricky, because there's so much uncertainty. There's so much unknown. It's like, you know, it's like a Leroy. Like a Leroy would be a very fun pod, or a Nani would be a really fun pod, but like, we couldn't speak about it for like 2 hours like we could Wes. I mean, we could do a Bananas like part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, no problem. So Dabu writes, talk about Evan, which I mean, another person like an Evan or a Kenny, like I know, you know, Alex has been wanting to do his boy, Kenny, for so long. He kind of wanted to do a 2.0 version. I know we did that a while back, but that would have been fun. Those pods are fantastic. When you guys go off the rail, it's honestly so damn funny. Yeah, so I think that is going to be where I leave you guys tonight. I'm going to do an MVP, LVP, obviously, for tonight's episode. There's a lot of different directions I can go. For LVP, before I go into that, you can do a Mount Rushmore about your top five favorite pole. We have done, we've done a Mount Rushmore of elimination rounds. So kind of with pole wrestles, hall brawls, not like, I think that was a very controversial one where, we did a Mount Rushmore of eliminations. And I think Andy took the first pick, which was hall brawls. And he didn't choose like a specific hall bra. He just tried to claim all of hall brawls, which was like a big no-no, but you know, it is what it is. I like those kind of things, but it is what it is. All right, MVP, LVP time. My MVP tonight. My MVP tonight is going to be actually, because I really didn't like tonight's episode. There wasn't really anything enjoyable, but if you guys kept MTV on, one of the greatest movies of all time, I think number one on Andy's list of greatest movies that he's watched this year. Anybody know what was on after tonight's episode? What movie? Little Dodgeball, anyone? Which, my MVP is Dodgeball, because thank God now I have it all on my screen, and it's a great movie. And the fact that I have no other people on this podcast recording with tonight, and it's in my background, I can't really beat that. My LVP tonight is going to be the cast of season 39 of The Challenge. You know, after the whole elimination, just the mockery of Laurel, the helping during the elimination, it's just too much. It fucking sucks. Like, it's embarrassing. It's a joke. These people need to be put in their place. They really do. And this is why I need CT. I need Brad. Kara, please do the hall brawls. Please, you know, beat the shit out of them. That's all I'm asking for at this point. Like, we need that. We need that bad. So yeah, that's my MVP tonight was Dodgeball, and my LVP tonight is the cast of season 39 of The Challenge. Yeah, so that was tonight's podcast, 32 minutes, which I'm surprised I've gone this long, but you know, the chat, you know, Dabu, Mikey, Ryan McCord, you know, helping me along the way, riding the solo, you know, I felt very, Tom Hanks-esque tonight. Just being on this island, but, you know, thank you guys, for tuning in. Happy holidays. I know some of you guys enjoyed Christmas the other day. New Year's is right around the corner. You know, hope you guys have a lovely holiday break if you guys are still on it. If not, I'd probably get out of your job. But thank you guys for listening to a brand new Stir the Pod podcast show. I've been your host, Trevor. You can follow us on Twitter at Stir the Pod. You can follow us on Instagram at Stir_the_pod. Thank you guys. Love you guys. Shout out to